And now we can turn our attention now to athletics. The National Indoor Championships are taking a place today. We can now head over to Apache McGonigal. Apache, before we talk about today's events, talk to me about the disappointment. No Mark English was announced during the week.
No, I wouldn't get too excited about it. You know, he's missed the indoors previously and went on to Europeans or a World Championships, and he just uses part of his training and that. So, look, he is where he is, and he's in good shape, and he knows he's in good shape, and he's pretty much the third fastest European as he stands at the moment, and he will now be targeting nothing else but the European Indoor Championships, and that's it, you know. So I'm saying there's history there with Mark, and that he messed up in indoors before, and he didn't get too excited about it. You know, he's got, you know, you could say in a flippant way that he's won so many national championships, but that wouldn't be a fair thing to say. But you know, it wouldn't be top of his list. Top of his list is the European indoors right now.
In terms of this weekend, Patsy, in terms of Abbottstown, what is there to report on?
Well, there's a hell of a lot, you know. We had some excitement early on this today with Summer Lecky of Finn Valley. You know, she's a name that we've been talked about for 10, 15 years, and she's still only 24, and today she won the National Senior Indoor High Jump title in a great battle with a girl from Dundalk. Both of them clearing 181. Summer got the job done in the end, and she... You know, she walked away with a silver medal last year. This is her fourth in her lifetime. This is her fourth ever national indoor title. She has four senior outdoor titles. And the young Castledare girl, as I say, only 24 still. She's been the best all-round high jumper we've had for the last 10 years, right through the last 10 years. She came into the sport when she was 7 years of age here at Finn Valley. And... you know, she's stayed with it. She's second in the World Juniors under 20. She won a Commonwealth medal in the Youth Commonwealth Games in Australia. You know, when she's under pressure, she can lift it. And she was under pressure today, I have to say. She went in against a girl who was a season's best of 185. She only was a 175 going in there today, and she ended up doing a 181. She's a national champion. She's a happy girl. And it's a credit to her, the way she's handled herself. As I say, she came into the sport at 7 years of age. She was winning national seniors back when she was 17 years of age, and she still is, and she's still the best senior high jumper in the country and continues in that vein. So very, very, very proud to be associated with a girl like that. She's coached by Niall Wilkinson, and you know, she's coming from an athletics background. Her dad was an athlete and so on, so she's kept the head well, she's trained well, she's focused well, and she's just somebody that you could look up to big time, you know, from in terms of a young athlete. So she was the big story. Then the other thing that broke today was that Arlene Crossan, earlier in the morning, she came through with the third fastest out of the heats in the 400 metres. Now, within the last 10 minutes, she's been in the semi-final, and she's got into the final now. She's got into the final of the 400 metres tomorrow. That's a big step up for her. How would she handle it? It's a competitive event, that 400 metres. As you know, we've got a 4x4 squad that pretty much are amongst the best in the world. So they're all in there, Maudsley and Healy and all those girls. But she's in the finals. She's on the start line with them, and she's just gone into the final. She did a Donegal record to get to that final. She did the 54.98. She did the 55.30 in the heats. So all to look forward to for her, and it's a step up for her. But how would she manage, having done the heats, having done the semis? Has she the work done to do the business in the finals? Well, that's the question, and we'll find out the answer to that tomorrow. But well done, Arlene Crossan. She's in the final, the girl from up there, but from Lurgie Brack, a member of Finn Valley. She's on the ball, and she's putting herself in a position to be considered for a national 4x4 really squad for the Europeans. But we'll wait tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the litmus test, really. Now, we had another Donegal record from a young athlete who's a student at Loretto Convent, Erin Freely, earlier in the day as well. She went on the 200 metres. She's coached by Catherine McDevitt, as I keep telling everybody, and at Letterkenny Athletic Club. And she won her heat this morning. Now, she's only 17, 18, and she is, of course, a talent. At the Donegal Sports Star recently, she got the outstanding youth award, female youth award, very deservedly so. So she was on the track, getting great experience. She won her heat against the seniors and was in there, and today she was in the final, and in that heat, she set a Donegal record in the 200 metres indoor for the indoors at 24.82. So well done to her. Now, she didn't repeat that in the final, but for her, being there, being on the track in the final of a national senior at 17 years of age for this young Letterkenny athlete, that's a big deal. So well done to her. Earlier in the day as well, Bridget McDyer, well, she finished fourth in the weights per distance. Oisin Kelly from Cranford, he was in the 800 metres. And I have to say, I was proud of him the way that he really just sat in and held on as long as he absolutely could. It was two to qualify in the 800 metres to get to the final tomorrow. He didn't make it, but by God, he made a right good effort at it. And he finished third. And he fought back a couple of times when he went off the pace. He got back on the pace and he got back on the heels of it all. But he really did give it. It's his best ever performance at senior level, at national senior level, because he's been in the sport since he was a wee fella. So, I mean, well done to the Cranford athlete in that case. So that's the story. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at John Kelly. He's in the shot. We're hoping that he's going to medal. He's coming in this evening from Sweden, where he lives now and where he trains. He's from St. Johnson. He competes for Finn Valley. And, of course, he was a competitor at a world championships a few years ago, and then he got injured for a year. But thank God he's back in business again. So there's him. And there's Lauren Callaghan in the long jump tomorrow. She finished second last year. She's jumped 16-16 this year at Loughborough. And we'll have to wait and see tomorrow, but she's capable. She's certainly capable of a medal, but she's capable of, more importantly, she's capable of winning the national long jump tomorrow. So we're excited about that as well. So there's a good lot of stuff. Now, one other aside was that Kelly McGrory, a member of that 4x4 that I was talking about earlier from the summer months, she was entered in the 400 metres today, but did not compete. So she hasn't really... hasn't been keyed in to indoor athletics in recent years, so maybe she just doesn't fancy indoor athletics. But certainly, she wasn't on the start line today. Just that information people will be wondering, because I did mention her as a possible girl to be challenging. But no, she didn't turn up today. So that's the story there. So looking forward to tomorrow, big time, and let's see how it all turns out. But John Kelly. Lauren Callaghan will be our attention. Arlene Crossan still there, and possible for medals, big time possible for medals. And medals at national senior level is a big deal any day of the week.